For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. The Appalachian Regional Commission announced Friday another nearly $23 million for projects aimed at helping places affected by the coal industry's decline. Becca Schimmel with the Ohio Valley Resource reports some funding goes to address the opioid crisis as well.
The awards are the latest in the ARC's Partnerships for Opportunity and Workforce and Economic Revitalization, or POWER, initiative. The grants reflect a new area of heightened focus for ARC. About a quarter of the money goes to organizations in Kentucky and West Virginia, focusing on job training for people in substance abuse recovery programs. Scott Hamilton is ARC's executive director.
A job is hope, opportunity, and dignity, and we are trying to find out ways that we can open up employment opportunities for folks going through recovery that then also can get to work.
One of the awards goes to FAHI in Berea, Kentucky, for the Second Chance Employment Project. FAHI will work with local employers in six eastern Kentucky counties. Employers will apply to obtain a six-month paid recovery intern with the understanding that the employee will be hired after satisfactory performance. Matt Coburn is the Senior Vice President of Strategic Programs at FAHI.
It mitigates the risk for the employer. They don't have to be concerned about investing into training and so forth. And it takes out that potential risk that the employer may feel that there is employing somebody out of recovery.
The labor pool for these internships will be derived from Kentucky Addiction Treatment Centers. Coburn says FAHI plans to place 30 paid interns in as many different businesses or organizations.
We want 30 organizations to take one person, and that way we can really build this concept and really change the mindsets of a lot of these employers.
Other similar grants in Kentucky and West Virginia support a mix of job training, addiction recovery, and education for both workers and employers. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.